Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I'm going to quote one of my mentors in the faith, Howard Hendricks. You know, he used to pound this particular phrase all the time. The Bible was not written to satisfy your curiosity. It was written to change your life. And I can hear him saying that. It echoes through the halls here at DTS. And that is so true. There's nothing wrong with knowing facts and figures and being up to speed. And we've done word studies and all of that's good. We know about culture and background and the genres and all that kind of stuff. And that's wonderful. But I tell you what, if we are not in this to have our lives changed so that we can better reflect Christ in us to this dark and dying world, then we have totally missed the boat. If it is simply so that we know more than someone else and we can, you know, win our Bible Thump Award to be able to have more information, then we have totally missed out. So this last step of living it is so critical in that regard.
You use the acronym GOAL, or the word GOAL, G-O-A-L, as kind of a little a way for us to kind of get our arms around this. Talk about that.
Yeah, you bet. Pretty simple. Give yourself fully to the Lord. So when it comes down to all this, and we've studied the text, and we're going to need to put some wheels on this, this is how it's helped me through the years. Give yourself fully to the Lord. So there's our G. Obligate yourself to spiritual change. Obligate yourself to spiritual change. So this is not just an issue of I want to know more. It is, you know what, I'm a sinner, and God has revealed through His Word areas that I can constantly and continually improve in. So obligate yourself to spiritual change. Analyze your personal struggles. So there's the A, G-O-A, analyze your personal struggles. And your struggles are not my struggles, and my struggles are not your struggles. Every one of us, we're going to have different issues that we're battling on a daily basis. So it has to be personalized in that regard of who I am and my inclinations. And the last step is so important, G-O-A-L. So give yourself fully to the Lord, obligate yourself to spiritual change, analyze your personal struggles, and here's the last one, list practical steps to move forward. You know, that old adage through the years of if you aim at nothing, you'll be sure to hit it every time is so true in regard to how do we apply the Bible. I think we have to give very specific things and to write those out. I've got things that I'm constantly working on in my life, and about the time I think I have them mastered, I have to go back and do it all over again. So I want to list very specific issues that I need to work on or improve so that I know that's what I'm focusing on. That's what I'm praying through the power of the Spirit to help me grow in that particular area.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.